Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm literally out of breath. I ran down during that 1 minute break, got another glass of water. And then I ran back down here, and they were handing me all these stacks of news. And here I am. Oh, I tell you, there's just so much to get into. I just spent a lot of time on propaganda and race baiting and divide and conquer. I'm done talking about that. But if you, as a listener, wanted to comment on it, we're going to be taking first time callers here in the next 2 hours on any issue you want to discuss. But I specifically would like to get your take on the unbelievable race baiting of the Democratic Party and their history, and the fact that they're trying to act like they have no connection in the past and in the present to what I'm talking about, literally preying on your ignorance. That is absolutely what they're doing, is attempting to prey on your ignorance. So I just say, stop being ignorant. It really, really comes down to that. And you're like, wow, what an epiphany. Stop being ignorant. But that'd be a good bumper sticker. Get informed. It's fun. It's interesting. It's powerful. It's dynamic. It's what humanity is hungry for. So I want to give the number out, but I don't want to just talk about that subject. I mean, you can call in about that, but I want to get your take on the stock market plunging and the dollar plunging yesterday and gold going way up and then the stock market going back up today, all on the Ukraine, the good news that Putin, at least for now, is somewhat backing off a full invasion. We're also going to get into Connecticut where the gun confiscation has begun and there's been an ultimatum. Here's the headline on Infowars.com, Molon Labe, come and take it, Connecticut gun group issues, ultimatum to government. We're going to be breaking that down. We're also going to get into Texas student arrested for filming traffic stops. We've got some other really, really exciting news I'll cover briefly before we go to your calls in the next segment. Oklahoma House votes to nullify June 21, 66-26. The last time they did that, they voted to not allow the UN to take over the U.S. under UNESCO. The feds bombed Oklahoma City, so look out. There's a Breitbart article, 5 Reasons We Need a New Crimea War. We ought to get the writer of that article back. Yeah, Dillingpole, he's a good guest. We'll get him on about that tomorrow or something if he can do it. Also, Asteroid the Dark Between Moon and Earth. Obama budget seeks new spending, new taxes to boost economy. Remember, if you make under $250,000 a year, you'll not have your taxes raised, even though he raised 7 of them on you just to no bozo care. You know, it isn't old bozo care. He's the one that's laughing in the globalist. Oh, genius scare. Oh, Lex Luthor crime boss scare. Oh, greatest swindle in history care. Biggest scam. And you know, they got away with it. So all those Bitcoin exchanges closing won't doom the entire industry. No, Business Insider reports, the scam will continue on forever. Just like a Nigerian email. People, you know, I am Prince Habubi of the country of Abumbu, in the former country of Nachanga, in the province of Abaja. And if you give me $5,000, I will wire $4 million to your account. And then you wire the money, and they go, sorry, Prince Habubu needs $10,000 more. And then you say, I won't do it. And they go, that's fine. $1,000 will be good. I want to talk to the prince. Oh, no one talks to the prince, but you may talk to his secretary, General Abubu of the town of Peep Peep. And then you get to talk to the men of the town of Peep Peep. And then finally they just keep milking you and milking you until it's all over. So there you go. Here in Austin they have folks that claim they're Nigerian princes just strutting around. Everyone just throws money at them at bars, begging. I'm not kidding. I don't wear a crown out to the Queen of England. Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lad Mandiola. I've been a loyal listener to this network for a while, and I want to apologize if what I'm about to say comes across as a sales pitch. A few years ago, I came across an incredible knife that amazed me. I took that great knife and made it even better with the patented Emerson Waved feature, and we call it the 599 Fox Karambit knife. Now, I'm not looking for you to buy anything. All I'm asking is to go on to our site at www.theultimateknife.com and click on our rotating banner that says free training videos. I'm confident that once you watch any of our free training videos, you'll see why this is one of the fastest and best one-handed deployable defense knives on the market. And if you're concerned, as I am, about legislation that's pushing to try to take away your rights to bear arms, then you need to watch these free training videos. Again, go to our site at www.theultimateknife.com. Again, that's theultimateknife.com. Thank you for listening.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, here we are. I want to open the phones up on the Democratic Party and the history of the fact that they were the party of the Ku Klux Klan and that the Republicans passed the Voting Rights Act under Eisenhower, or the Civil Rights Act, and so that made them really angry, and so they doubled back and became the party of the, quote, minorities, but just teaching the minorities all the Ku Klux Klan race-based Mecha La Raza. That means the race. Mecha means something entirely similar. But the point is that La Raza means the race. And it's so frustrating to see all of this unfolding and the fact that they're using race-based politics to say, turn your guns in or you're racist. Support Obamacare or you're racist. And whites have been so conditioned to be politically correct that they could say, go jump off a cliff, white person, or you're racist. The average white person would probably jump off a cliff, even with their newborn baby, if ordered to do so by Rachel Maddow or Ed Schultz. And that is literal cult-like control. I think if I told the average Democratic trendy, stab your child with a butcher knife to prove that you love Obama, they would probably do it. I'm not joking. let them double your health care for Obama, okay, but believe the price was lowered at the same time. 2 + 2 = 5. And they would say yes. And I'm not being sarcastic here. This is cult-level control. So I want to give the number out on that subject and others. Here is the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, as we get into the second hour here. It's first-time callers, I want to add. First-time callers today, 800-259-9231. And while we're getting your phone calls coming in, let me go over some of the interesting news that we've got here in the stacks today that I've not yet launched into. Putin says no immediate need to invade Ukraine leaves threat dangling, Bloomberg reports. Vladimir Putin, as Bush called him, said he sees no immediate need to invade eastern Ukraine as the Obama administration prepares $1 billion in loan guarantees for the cash-strapped nation. So they're going into debt to the EU now. Isn't that a great deal? And threatens sanctions against Russia. In his first public remarks since Russia forces took control of Crimean Peninsula, where they have their bases, in southern Ukraine, President Putin reserved the right to use force to protect ethnic Russians. There's no such necessity, close quote, to do so at present, he said. Secretary of State John Skull and Bones Kerry arrived in Kiev to present a financial aid package, to present a knife for them to slit their throat politically and financially, to the interim government, which needs as much as $15 billion in the coming years to stay afloat. Clearly, Putin would like to lower some of the rhetoric. Paul Dinoon, who oversees $29 billion of emerging market debt in New York-based Alliance Bernstein Holdings LP, said today by phone, but I think he's signaled a new direction in his intentions. We still think there's risk of escalation. Yeah, if the West keeps poking the Russian bear. Continuing, Russia warns it could, quote, reduce to zero economic dependency on the U.S., stop using the dollar, and pull out of business deals with the, quote, United States. The globalists don't care. That'll just depress both Russian and U.S. markets, which allows the globalist parasites to come in and further consolidate control. That's why Wall Street said, go ahead, do it. We'll just inflate our own systems. Of course, that may be an empty threat because even though the stock market's rigged, it went down a lot yesterday on concerns, and so they kind of backed off a little bit as well. Putin calls using force in Ukraine a last resort, again orders troops to stop advancing. That's New York Post. Ukraine conflict, global economic crisis brewing, or local problem? The Christian Science Monitor asked that question. I say it has the potential for both. Putin blames coup for Ukraine crisis, says Russian reserves the right to continue to use force. Well, it is a coup. A Western-backed system did overthrow an elected government. Whether that elected government was good or not, the outside forces did that on Russia's doorstep. And our government, run by George Soros and Soros groups, literally that's who's behind Obama to a great extent, is trying to overthrow Russia itself. Can you imagine if Russia was trying to overthrow the U.S. government? What would happen? I mean, this is incredible. It's like, come on, be a nice sport, Russians. And again, people go, what are you, for the corrupt Russian government? Hey, man, they're not over here trying to take my guns. They're not over here trying to run my life. Well, come on, let the government take your rights, Alex, because, you know, Al-Qaeda. Oh, that our government runs in Syria and that they are now funding and that now they say the main enemy of the government's the Tea Party? You bait and switch that? I called that 12 years ago. I mean, this is ridiculous. So that's just some of the information. The Prime Minister of Crimea, the autonomous Ukrainian Republic seized by Russian military forces, said today that a majority of Ukrainian military units on the peninsula had surrendered and pledged allegiance to the pro-Russian government. So Russia is going to abandon the dollar, a reserve currency. Good luck with that one. That's the London Telegraph making jokes on that subject. Obama shoved to the sidelines as Russia ignores U.S. threats of isolation. So that's just some of the news on the Ukraine front. And that ties into this report out of CNBC. U.S. stocks rally as Ukraine worries ease. Dow surges 200 plus points. S&P up as well. But the situation in Ukraine, while much improved, was by no means resolved, and investor sentiment can turn on a dime. I agree with that statement. Get ready for the Dow at 6,000. That would be a two-thirds reduction. By 2016, says a pro, the stock market is in a bubble. That's just stating a fact. That is setting up for a major crash, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average likely to hit 17,000 level in the next few years before plummeting to 6,000 by 2016. Author and market observer Harry S. Dent Jr. He's very accurate. Let's get Dent back on. He's been before. I think we see another correction crash that is larger than the last one, said Dent, author of The Demographic Cliff. Yeah, that's the baby boomers retiring, during an interview with Closing Bell. I think this will be the most dangerous period in people's lives. I agree with that statement. I mean, we are, any way you look at it, any angle, any slice, dice, we are in, whoa. I mean, like, you're in a race car doing 250 right now, folks. You better be white knuckles focused on everything you're doing. We are all collectively just, I mean, this is inches from the cliff on so many angles. War, economic collapse, paramilitary operations, terrorist groups, radicalization. With the globalists busy trying to demonize any traditionalist who just wants common sense that's worked in every civilization in history. Because we're the people in opposition to totally being overwritten by a synthetic corporate takeover that's butchering the biosphere, the real environment, while cheerleading that they run the environmental movement. I mean, it is on so many fronts right now. The West is dying with 1.3% child replacement. And I'm not some racialist that's obsessed with race. I like all cultures, groups. I like reading National Geographic. I'm a fan of humans. But, I mean, white people are about 6% of the world population what are true whites. And demographically, 100 years, they'll be 1% white. And all I see worldwide news is how evil white people are. What are you going to do when there's no white people to kick around anymore? I mean, there's just on so many fronts, the world is crazy right now. But people have the illusion. You see, people think we're overpopulated, which some arguments we are, some arguments we aren't. Certainly some of the technology is toxic and needs to be upgraded. People need to be industrialized and they have less kids. Look at the West. But if you look at what's happening, it's like a coral reef. You can be out in the Caribbean and go 20 miles and not see any fish. And then you come up on a coral reef and it's teeming. That's what cities are. Everybody congregates for business and industry and jobs. And then you go, look, there's so many people here. Well, that's what allows you to have cars and go to movie theaters and have all the choices of the restaurants and do all that because you're in the coral reef. And yeah, in the coral reef, there's a clownfish. There's an eel. There's a shark, there's a dolphin, there's an octopus, there's a school of squid, because you're in the coral reef. But you turn your car out and drive 20 miles out in the middle of nowhere, there's nothing. And you drive further, you might drive 2 hours till you see a gas station. Oh, there's a starfish. So again, that's how they create this illusion. And it's the same thing where you sit around and you go, yeah, these white people, we got to get rid of them. Look at all of them over there. That's like being in a colony of a near-extinct group of people. And then it adds to it, the scarcity of it makes it even more of a fetish and an obsession with these so-called minority groups, and it's just a disastrous situation. You got 94% of the world that's not white, and you've got this obsession by the whites about being white and by everybody else about whites, and you just add all the ethnic problems to that go with that. And then you have globalist elitism not wanting to industrialize the third world so the third world can be controlled, when the third world could be developed properly and could be lifted up and informed. Every metric study shows it. But there is a diabolical plan to keep not just the third world and the, quote, minority, 94%, in the dark, but they want to take the Western culture, regardless of skin color, that idea of Magna Carta, Renaissance, classical music, space travel, fission fusion, quantum mechanics, and destroy it because something intelligent and something powerful is threatening to the elites that came out of Western culture that understand the powerful potential of Western Renaissance fully deployed in the civilization. That is the ultimate selfishness. Kill Western civilization, but use its technology to dominate and enslave the globe. from every position. See, the globalists are playing everybody off against everybody. That's why we have to unify around ideas and liberty, not around skin color. Your calls are coming up.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at PrivacyLockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Coming up, Oklahoma House votes to nullify Agenda 21, 66 to 26. Going to be breaking that down. Five reasons we need a new Crimean War. That's a joke. Asteroid to dart between moon and earth. We're going to look more at the economy and more at the Second Amendment. Molon Lombe, Connecticut gun group, issues ultimatum to government. That's a big deal. That's up on Infowars.com right now. But let's go to some of your phone calls. Let's talk to Ronald in California, listening on KSCO 1080 AM. Thank you for calling in, sir.
Well, hi, Alex. I'm glad you sound good today, and I wanted to remind you of your victories right now, that you did help get rid of this Piers Morgan.
It's our victory. Without this audience, I'm nothing. Go ahead.
And I'm glad. The man you had yesterday is his name, David, on the air, who ran the show. He was talking about the FDA, and I'm trying to say that the things aren't happening chronologically, you know. They're doing something wrong here, the FDA, and you answer it or we answer it. They're doing something over here, and I think it's happening like connect the dots. Things aren't happening.
No, you're right. It's asymmetrical, and we think, like, they're history's only actors. They're the only people that have power. No, we're doing things. They're humans, too. That's why they tell us we have no power, because we do have power. And we're having all sorts of victories, and we don't go back and look at our victories enough. But look at the disconnect of CNN. I could have told them, and I did 3 years ago, Piers Morgan's going to be a disaster. Your ratings are going down because of your establishment bilge, and you have more competition. And it just shows the disconnect of the establishment.
Can I ask you a far-out topic here that I haven't heard you talk about? Reincarnation. Now, I think even the Bible has some things about reincarnation. They thought Jesus was somebody else. I think what's happening, a lot of liberals, and this may be strange, but hold on here, man. I think a lot of liberals, because there really was slavery, a lot of liberals actually were white slave owners or in the previous life, and they're actually getting rid of their guilt, and they... You know, and there's people that were...
That's an interesting theory. You can make a movie out of that. Listen, I appreciate your call. Let me comment on that. Christ came to earth before as Melchizedek, not as a reincarnation, but manifested. And then they talk about he's of the line of David, King David returned. It meant genetically it was the return of King David as prophesied, not reincarnation. I don't judge people that feel like they've been reincarnated, because if you study the epigenetics and the science, that's how God operates. It's so fabulous. It's on multi levels. And I don't want to get into religious debates, because the average Baptist and people out there, you know, who are going off, you know, 18th century stuff and science of that age, they try to interpret the Bible through ancient science and really turn a lot of people away from God and so do other big denominations, because they're trying to play God as if they know God's plan. The science keeps proving the creator, not the other way around. Like, you get judged in this life, and you get judged in the next life. Okay? And by that, you do live again, but it's a spiritual level. And undoubtedly, the science shows there's a sixth sense. There's something else operating on top of this body that is like a computer interface for something else. And they've shown it with plants, you name it. There is a spirit in everything. And ours is made in the image of the Creator. That's pretty heavy, folks. We're made in the image of God. Our spirit is. We're going to get a spirit body in the image of the entity, the supreme being that made all this. That's a science fiction movie I'm buying into. And I've had experiences I'm not going to get into, folks. I know it's real. Okay? And I mean, we're on a planet in deep space. I mean, this is wild. But it's all science-based, and the modern science all lies to tell you you're an animal, you're programmable, because they don't want you to know your real power. The elite are all into this stuff, but from the dark side, they know there's a spiritual force. They bought into the dark side because it's easier, quicker, more seductive, to quote Yoda. And when you look at this whole thing, we now have memories that are from our ancestors. Racial memories are real. Archetypes are real. The DNA is holding entire recordings. I mean, you think they could put the whole Library of Congress now on one thumb drive with some of the new stuff coming out, some of the new compression? Folks, it's all in us already. So we don't just have a spirit. This Earth suit also literally is all of our ancestors' DNA, all the mitochondrial DNA, viral RNA, and a bunch of other stuff they're finding, all connected with the space winds actually electrochemically energizing us. Like, you think a plant needs sun? We don't just get sun, folks. We are energized by the deep space radiation, so much other stuff. We are literally antennas, ladies and gentlemen. And we are experiencing things on so many levels, we can't even imagine it. And that's what all the globalist fog, electronic, chemical, biological, is to block us from that. They want to keep us in a small little box under their control. Stay with us. More calls coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Our guest is going to be with us about 10 minutes. We appreciate him coming on. We're going to talk to Mark, Dwayne, Gabe, Colin, and hey, Captain America. You know, that's actually, I was told about 10 years ago, that's their nickname for me in the U.S. Army, at least in some of the groups listening to the show. But I've never been arrogant enough to get on air and say that in the military, with a lot of different groups, my nickname is Captain America. They say, let's listen to the Captain America show. It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek joke, but people ought to dig that up online. You can find references to that if you think I'm joking. But I'm honored by something like that because I am trying to promote the defense of this republic and the real ideals of America that have never been fully realized, but have been revolutionary for this planet in many good ways. But so much of human destiny stands and falls with what happens in the new republic, or what the elite see as the new Atlantis here in North America. And that's their own research, not mine. Look into it. We carry several films that break down what Francis Bacon and others thought they were going to do in the new world. Before I go to our guest, who's had a big free speech victory, Just remember, this hour is brought to you by the best durable foods folks out there that I found, non-GMO, great customer service. They are MyPatriotSupply.com, and you put a /ALEX, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, to find their special page and get the discounts, or give them a call at 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. You don't want to be dependent on the system. And then also remember, we're funded and supported by viewers and mainly listeners, or mainly a radio show, like you out there. And we have two new best-selling T-shirts. These are the best sellers ever. We have the women's and women's cut gold foil sprayed-on look with a Spartan helmet, two M4s crossed, and it says Molon Labe with Infowars.com under it. On the back, it says Infowars.com in Greek lettering. There's another version that just says Infowars.com with the Molon Labe symbol that I developed, and with the victory crest. I think it's the best shirt we've ever made, and listeners think so. Best-selling T-shirt ever. Even more than the Mass Murderers Agree gun control shirt that I designed 16, 17 years ago. We still sell that original shirt. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. But if you want to find the apparel area, it's MadeIn1776.com. That will take you right to the subpage on InfoWarsStore.com to find all of the great Made in America clothing, belt buckles, Navy SEAL made bottle breachers. Find out what those are. The new Liberty or Death shirt, the Made in America golf shirts that say Made in 1776, the 1776 ball caps. A great way for the sports fans to go, hey, what team is that? Oh, it's Team America, the real America, not the globalist America. We've got the Join or Die shirt. We've got the I'm Mad as Hell, I'm not going to take it anymore, 1776 with George Washington. It's all available. And by the way, it's all limited edition. We run with these designs for 6 months, and then they're gone. No more produced. So we're almost out of the belt buckles and a bunch of other items that if you don't get them now, you'll never get the answer 1984 or 1776 George Washington. And your support makes this transmission possible. We also have InfoWarsLife.com for the life-changing, in my case certainly, supplements that you've heard such rave reviews about. Now, you are voting with your dollars through Free Association. We appreciate your support. And then this broadcast becomes a platform for all the activists and artists and people that are being censored, people that are under attack, to really be a beachhead or a fulcrum or a lensing, amplifying system for others that are doing a great job, in many cases better job than I and even my fabulous team. I mean, all of us together have different gifts, have different skills. And so I am here with you today to celebrate another victory. Free speech T-shirt maker threatened by NSA, DHS, fights back with lawsuit. And you saw the guy handing out pot constitutions in California, fined and arrested. He just won a $50,000 settlement. Well, now NSA Homeland Security withdraws their complaints against companies, parodies, but he's moving forward. And so now our guest has had a victory. NSA Homeland Security settled a lawsuit with the Patriot, the Sauk Rapids man, over satirical business. And clearly he can show the NSA logo and change it and, you know, have the eagle listening to you, and clearly it's a parody, and clearly it's the most protected form of speech. You know, I say it's a beautiful day, that's protective speech, but if I say the government is run by a bunch of degenerate scum who are out of control and need to be arrested, that's the most protected form because it's political speech. Go check the rulings. And Dan McCall joins us of LibertyManiacs.com. And I bet by them coming after him and him suing them and all his attention, let me just guess, Dan, I bet you're selling 10 times the apparel you were previously.
Hey, Alex, great to be on your show. Thanks for having me on. Good to talk with you again. Yeah, that's kind of the funny thing about this. You know, in a lot of ways, no one would have heard of, a lot of people wouldn't have heard of Liberty Maniacs or Dan McCall or anything like that without the sort of stupid thing that happened with the government and the really silly choices that they made over the past year, or actually longer than that. But yeah, so that I've learned about something called the Barbara Streisand effect, where evidently in the internet, she's trying to take stuff down, and she was trying to when some stuff was drawn attention to her, and she ended up making a fuss about it, and it and it caused a fuss that everyone noticed. So it's one of those things where yeah, I've been happy to take a little bit of the notoriety for it in this case, because it's kind of it's highlighted some of the stupid choices that they're making and continue to make.
I love that poster you designed behind you. It says, "Look like you've had a little too much to think," with the police officer coming over. And, you know, nothing against the guy that did all the Obey stuff, but that was all coming from a leftist communist position. And, you know, there's so much other libertarian or conservative or just common sense, just pro-liberty stuff that really didn't even have a political bent that's so much more expressive. You know, it's like, oh, Bush is a tyrant, but Obama's going to save us. I like your stuff because it's across the board.
Well, appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things years ago, it was over a decade when I went into this, it was something where it's as simple as me looking around and not seeing the type of art and this sort of merchandise that I wanted to see necessarily. So I decided to kind of jump in and do it myself. You know, there's a lot of great art out there, for people from all different perspectives. The stuff that I try to focus on is stuff that, you know, number one, I truly believe. And number two, stuff that I just don't see out there in the art world. Like right now I've got at the Docs Museum of Fine Art in Prague, actually right now is a show that's running some of my stuff. And I was kind of going through the catalog of all these posters over the past 100 years. It goes from 1914 to 2014. And, there's not a lot that kind of holds the same sort of ideological perspective as the ones that I put out there. So, I definitely think that there was, you know, along with you have a ton of merchandise out there and stuff. It was time to sort of bring another perspective to the, you know.
Oh no, that's it. I mean, what you're doing is what I've been trying to do. You know, even before you came along, and we're doing it with some success now. No one's just a pro-liberty 1776. I want all my freedom now. Take your labels and cram them down a toilet.
Right.
Look at the police state around us. Look at everything. The globalists are genius in making rebellion right-wing or communist. And people teaming up on a fake ideology, that's how they control you.
I definitely think so. You know, a lot of it is, in this whole label thing that you bring up is true. It's so shallow. So much of this stuff is shallow. There's not much thinking behind it. And one thing that I wanted to press forward is to sort of, you know, in terms of like this thing that I got in trouble with the NSA. You know, simple truths. People are pretty smart generally. They get some of these jokes. They're fairly questionable when it comes to authority and government and stuff like that. And we tap into that with the site. But, you know, there's a lot of questions. We live in remarkable times right now. So much going on, so many questions of liberty, so many things that we're dealing with as young people, old people, and people trying to sort of fight for our rights. And there's so much material out there that people don't use, it seems like, that in art and in design. So I just try to kind of focus in my own little way.
Sure.
I'm doing that.
Well, yeah. And again, you were already reaching a lot of people, very successful. They come after you. It's all over the news. I noticed it wasn't all over the news when you won your lawsuit. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was, you know, it for a while, I think when we started the case, and when it started to have these problems and I found out about the cease and desist orders, people just were having a hard time believing it at the beginning. They thought it was, you know, they were having a hard time, even, you know, journalists and such. Looking at it going, why is that true? You know, when we finally filed the suit in federal court, then it was apparent to everyone that this actually had taken place and we were taking it seriously. It's been a little bit different since I won. I think it's one of these things where, because it was in court and people were aware of it, the information came out and the support, has been enormous. So, yeah, it's been interesting since,
No. Listen, the media likes it whenever you look like you were in trouble. And so they carried it. Oh, yeah, let's censor his speech. Let's have a chilling effect. Now that you beat them, they don't want that to be known because that shows it was illegitimate. But you're also fighting cognitive dissonance that you mentioned. People take a double take. You mean the government's trying to stop parodies of it? No, this is America. That's not going on. That's why it's important that you resisted, so that you then got the pushback, and of course you weren't naive, but the public got to see the tyrants we're dealing with, then you pushed back, you won. See, it's a process, folks. You've got to push so they push back to show people that they're really tyrants, then you can morally defeat them. But if we all just go, oh, we're not into tyranny, they can then move forward and take over. In that vacuum, nature abhors it. We have to then take over the vacuum. And they're going to fight us for the vacuum, but we have the moral high ground. We will beat them. The only way we fail, as history has shown, is by not resisting. The only way tyrants succeed is when good people do nothing.
I completely agree. And in this case, it was one of those things, when we finally got to the bottom of what was going on, it became so apparent that it was just morally wrong. It was inconsistent with just about everything you could possibly think to believe about what this society and this country is supposed to be about. So it was really a kind of a simple choice to resist in this case. But yeah, I mean, the interesting thing about it, and I'm sure you're not surprised, or your listeners are not surprised, but you know, I've been emailed and spoken to by so many different people and artists and designers out there that have really sort of, it was actually somewhat astonishing to me that how many people said, boy, man, that's, I could never do that. Or I'm just going to kind of wait and see what happens with your case and this kind of stuff. And I just really, it was surprising to me because.
The cowardice was surprising?
Well, a little bit, I guess. You know, I grew up in a way that this sort of thing, like a question like this, and I'm not naive about the consequences that could have happened. I guess I hear about that a lot. But, you know, I was a little bit surprised that people were so reticent to sort of take a stand on this. Now, that's contrasted, of course, by the amazing support of other people. I mean, the amount of people that purchased this shirt, looking at the shirts and saying, you know what, I want to wear that as a piece of civil disobedience. People that sent great emails, letters to the editor, all this kind of
stuff. Exactly, but it's still shocking in the artist community that they're saying, oh, I'm worried about consequences. They better be worried about the consequence of us all self-muzzling ourselves. That will ensure a nightmare takeover, because there's always corrupt people that want to take over the vacuum if good people do nothing. Don't they understand that? Don't people understand that? That if you give the field to whoever will take it, if good people think that being good is submitting to the biggest bully, what happens?
Yeah, it's startling. It's startling to think that many people do, and that's where a little bit of my that were some of the toughest times when I started to get some of those emails and things from other designers, artists, because in a big way, I think that's, you know, if you're taking your art seriously and things like that, yeah, you're really challenging sort of the world. You're impressing upon the world your sort of views and things, and mixing yourself with the world and pushing back on things. So you know, art and design and all these things are all sort of a subjective thing, but I think it's really important to sort of to put your stamp on the world and something like this.
Absolutely, and just like Shepard Fairey has had so many people kind of be influenced by him, the greatest form of flattery is imitation or augmentation. I see our artwork and your artwork and others being mirrored now and picked up by others, and they're changing it and making it better or different. This is the essence of Renaissance, the essence of true influence. And how do you defeat tyrants? You make art.
Yeah, you make art. You know, one of my favorite things, which I could show you the poster, it's by Mark Twain. It says, "A reverence is the champion of liberty and its only defense." And part of that reverence, part of that beauty in life, is to create and to challenge the world around you and to build the world around you. And art is a huge part of that. And I think it's an amazing part of, there's so much going on in terms of the patriot movements and in terms of liberty and everything like that. But I love to see that art is starting to take its place in dealing with, freedom and liberty. So,
well, Dan McCall, I've been meaning to do this, but I've been so busy. I've been meaning to call you and talk to you about maybe collaborating on some things in the future. LibertyManiacs.com. You're one of the best artists out there, and you really communicate things in such a clear and present way. God bless you, and we're glad you had this victory for all of us for free speech against the NSA. We're glad that Ben Swan has also been helping you out as well. Dan, I really look forward to talking to you again, brother. Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, just thanks so much for having me on. Stop on by the site, anyone that wants to check out some of the new stuff that's coming out. We finally had the victory where the website that was had problems with the government, we finally got to post those new products today. The letters were all sent, so we're happy to post those up. And just check us out at LibertyManiacs.com and see what you think.
All right. Thank you so much, Dan. Yeah, folks, don't forget, we're not allowed to sell Obama deception for 6 years on Google Shopping Cart. People say, why use Google? Well, it has a big platform. We have a bunch of shopping carts. You go there, you get more sales, you reach more people being on their system. Their search engines don't block you. So we were trying, and we had a shopping cart, and we're selling stuff. We put it up there, and they said, this is racist, because you criticize Obama, and they took our shopping cart away. And that was in the news. And we've had other stuff taken from us. And, you know, we didn't get around to suing because we're so busy. But this guy did, and we're glad he sued and won. But he had his website, his shopping cart, taken down because the government threatened his shopping cart. And he responded. I mean, that's why he had to sue. And this is the embargoes. Nazi Germany in 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, before they arrested people, they said, you're not allowed to, you know, have your shop anymore. You're not allowed to sell stuff. First, they shut you down economically. And so that's why we stood with somebody who you would say puts out kind of libertarian, pro-freedom artwork and T-shirts that are in competition with us. I'm not in competition with that guy. I hope he sells 50 billion T-shirts. I want to win this thing, folks. We need to build our own market. We need to vote with our dollars, support liberty organizations, and we'll take over. Our ideas are superior. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Molon Labe shirts that are in. Get the Come and Take It shirts. Get the Obamacare shirts. Get the Paul Revere shirts. Get the Obama Joker Tyrant shirts. Get the women's shirts. Get the End the TSA shirts. Get the camouflage Patriot Gadsden flag. The G.I. Joe shirt. Get the Liberty or Death shirt. Get the fluoride shirts. Get them all. InfoWarsStore.com.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
I need to load up on my computer some Highwaymen, because it's all good music.
I'm going to chase the sky.
Of course, you get a super band like that together. Waylon Jennings, Chris Christopherson, Willie Nelson, and of course, Johnny Cash.
And the sun's gonna burn.
And it is really hard to turn it off. and we're gonna ride.
Were we ever pass this way again?
It's so romantic that we're only alive here on this planet once.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride. It's so fantastical.
We're gonna ride.
Ride like a one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind.
We're gonna ride.
Man, that is some of the best Johnny Cash music. Singing is Highwayman. It's very formulaic. I like Willie with Merle Haggard as well. They got some good albums out together. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Mark's been holding a long time. I appreciate it. And then Dwayne, Gabe, and Colin, and then Captain America and others. Toll-free number, first-time callers, 800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and go to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. How do you hear me just fine?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, first I'd like to say I am an American citizen, and I do own a big, scary assault weapon, and it has yet to kill anybody.
Well, they just had 33 killed in China by guys with knives. I mean, shouldn't we ban knives because they come out of their blocks at night and sneak out and hurt people?
Well, I think guns are scarier, though.
I agree.
I think guns just look scarier, and so we need to get rid of scary looking.
But not in the hands of men in black uniforms in the government. That is
so
not scary.
If you don't trust your government, who can you trust?
I agree.
Okay. Man, I'd like to make 3 points about gun control. First I want to say, clearly the error with gun control. Second, what we can do about it. And third, what I am going to do about it.
But I want to be clear. I'm going to let you say this, but there is not an, and I know it's an error for the general public, but the establishment wants disarmed slaves, monopoly of force. And they don't mince words in their own UN Unitaire documents and things about that. They want to be the only ones with guns for total control. It's not. They know more guns means less crime. Go ahead.
Well, sir, that's what happened in World War II whenever the Japanese wanted to invade it. I don't remember who said it. It was a Japanese commander who said, if you invade America, there'd be a rifle behind every blade of grass.
Yeah, I think that was Admiral Yamamoto.
And that's what our own government is afraid of, and they should be afraid. They should be afraid of their people. Now, what the first problem with gun control is that we can regulate that state by state. If there's a federal law that regulates guns, we can override or nullify that within our state.
I agree, and that's why the feds get on the news and say, there is no states' rights. States don't exist. And Obamacare lowers your costs, and Alex is not on the radio, and there's no drones, and Bill Clinton didn't have sex with that woman. It's because they know they're completely illegitimate what they're doing. Hey, 5 years ago, the Supreme Court said Chicago, D.C., and New York had to let folks have guns. Hasn't happened, because they're lawless crooks running those cities.
Well, there's plenty of states that are waking up and actually nullifying and overturning laws past, present, and future. In Texas, of course, they're going to nullify laws after a certain date. In some states, they're going to nullify all laws that violate that right, past, present, and future.
No, I know. Liberty is rising. It's a beautiful thing. That's why all the kleptocrats and statists are running around like, have you ever sprayed cockroaches? And like, I've done exterminating a little bit here and there, and you go into some horrible house, there's like all these cockroaches behind the wall. And you spray them, and they run around all wild as they die with the poison. And that's what's happening.
Right, they're running around with their heads cut off.
You know where they live, though. They all run to Hillary and upper leg, and then right into there. Under her dress. They live in her dress. I'm sorry. And then they roast in there and turn it to Nutella. And it makes. I'm sorry, caller. I gotta go. Good point. Just absolutely no censorship here. Obviously, no teleprompters.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee
gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.